Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 27 in the book of Sirach. We're in verses 29 and 30 for our practice today. Those who rejoice in the downfall of the godly will be caught in a snare, and pain will consume them before they die. Wrath and anger, these also are abominations, yet a sinner holds on to them. In a world filled with envy and malice, there are those who take pleasure in the misfortunes of others. They revel in the downfall of the godly, finding joy in their pain, suffering, and demise. But little do they know that their wickedness will eventually lead to their own destruction. The ancient proverb warns that those who rejoice in the downfall of the righteous will themselves be caught in a snare. Like a trap set for the unsuspecting prey, their own actions will ensnare them, leading to their ultimate demise. The pain and suffering they caused others will come back to haunt them, consuming them from within until they are left broken and defeated. Wrath and anger are like poison, corroding the soul and turning it black with hate. These emotions are abominations in the eyes of the divine, yet the sinner clings to them like a drowning man clutching at a lifeline with no personal flotation device attached. Unable to let go of their bitterness and resentment, they are trapped in a cycle of self-destruction that will only lead to their downfall, ultimately drowning in their own fears and tears. But there is hope for even the most hardened sinner. Salvation awaits those who are willing to turn away from their wicked ways and seek redemption. In the arms of the divine grace, there is no room for anger or wrath, only love and forgiveness. The path to salvation is open to all who are willing to embrace it, offering a chance for a new beginning and a life free from the shackles of sin. In the end, it is not the downfall of the godly that should be celebrated, but the triumph of righteousness and goodness. Salvation holds the promise of life eternal, where goodwill and grace reign supreme. Let us all strive to walk in the light of righteousness, casting aside anger and wrath, and embracing the love and forgiveness that leads to salvation. Encourage it in your families, and see it find rebirth over and over again. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 27. We conclude chapter 27 today, and we have a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem this morning. It's titled, Who Revels in the Fall? Beware, O wicked soul, who revels in the fall of those who walk in righteousness, standing tall. For your joy in their pain will be your undoing, as a snare awaits your own downfall ensuing. The wrath and anger you harbor within are abominations, a deadly sin. Yet you cling to them, refusing to let go, blinded by hatred, consumed by woe. But know this, O sinner, your time will come, when the tables turn and justice will be done. For the Lord sees all, and his judgment is sure. Pain and suffering will be your final lure. So repent, O wicked soul, before it's too late. Turn away from your ways of anger and hate. Seek forgiveness and mercy you may find. For in the end, it is love that will bind. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 26, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up again with the angels this morning. I'm going to be recording at 4:44 for the next few days as I get ready to prepare for our trip to Rome, our sabbatical to rekindle our love for the foundational church, seeking to see where it all began, the martyrs' locations, where Jesus came to rule supreme. So we'll be seeking prayer intentions for travel as we look forward to flying off to Rome tomorrow. Keep us in your prayers and keep our puppy safe while we're gone. And may the Lord look after those who look after the needs of the righteous. Amen. Let us close today at 7:21 in Jesus' name. Tony, I love you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.